Welcome to the Peaceful Power Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Claussen, and today we are discussing spring practices for each dosha. So I was inspired for this topic because I just came off of my spring renewal in-person retreat. So I ran that this past Saturday, and it was amazing. Every time going into the retreat, probably the day or so leading up to it, I'm always like, oh, am I going to do another one? It's a lot of work. If you've never hosted a retreat before, there's a lot of details that go into a retreat. There's a lot of planning. There is a lot of, like, I decided I was going to cook the food. And so I had to do that the night before. And, you know, what activities are we doing? I'd already mapped out all of that, you know, a few weeks prior, but then just all of the button up the details. What do I need to bring? So, going into it, I was like, I don't know if I'll do another. And then afterwards, I'm like, I for sure, I'm already going to, you know, look to doing one. I did it at Camp Sacajawea in Apple Valley, and I'm going to for sure book another retreat there come this fall because it was such a beautiful space. They had picturesque windows that looked out into nature, which that is what I'm all about, is tuning into the seasons. And it was a gorgeous hardwood floor. And so there was space on one side to kind of create an altar and a circle, and then room on the other half of the room to do yoga. They have a fireplace. So even doing a winter retreat there would be great. And just kind of doing a one-day retreat for those who are local, just to kind of come and spend some time dreaming and learning and just spending time with yourself. Because I think that was a major consensus, I know, for myself and for those who attended, is just making space for that, because it's something that I know as business owner and, you know, even as a mom, when do we have time to just bandwidth to dream into what do I really want for this next phase of my life? You know, and as I'm closer to 40 here, I am turning 40 in September, you know, that's kind of something that's okay. I'm coming into that next decade of my life. What do I want my 40s to look like? How do I want to finish my 30s? And just spending some time there. And then, you know, I kind of looked into my business and I really got a ton of clarity. And I didn't expect anything running this retreat, you know, to come through because you're holding space. But at the end of the day, I found a lot of clarity that came through for my own business and the direction I want to take it and what I feel most called to offer. And I'm really stoked for that. So I'll probably share more about that as we go on. But there is an upcoming, I do have an Ayurvedic self-care challenge that will be running the month of May with a prize at the end for a winner. And I know that was a big hit last time I ran a challenge. I did a self-care with your cycle challenge that was live probably now 3 or 4 years ago. And that was a really big hit for the motivation. I loved running that challenge. And so I'm really excited to do it with an Ayurvedic focus, in particular around the seasons and self-care that you can do. You're going to get a calendar with an item every day that you can introduce into your life. Because I think sometimes when we learn about Ayurveda, we're like, well, how does it actually apply to our life? What does it look like? And so you're going to get those tangible practices that will take, you know, between 10 minutes and 20 minutes. Most are going to fall, you know, closer to that, you know, well, probably 10 to 20 minute range. Because I do think we all have that 10 to 20 minutes. It's just the matter of us making space for it, which is something that a lot of us talk too about at the retreat, is just, hey, these are the practices that nourish us. We have to find the time to do them. So speaking of finding the time to do them, what about thriving in the spring season based on your dosha? Well, let's break it down. Vata dosha. What would Vata doshas need to do to thrive during this season? So the spring season is associated with the Kapha dosha in general. And so Vatas can also get kind of thrown out of balance depending on the weather, because the weather in spring is very up and down. So the main thing that Vatas should focus on, sticking to your routines and trying not to multitask. Those are both things for Vatas that can be really tricky, because a Vata loves to multitask. They love to have a couple things going on at once. You know, hey, let me watch a TV show and, you know, write a blog post. I'm saying that because I'm totally guilty of doing that myself. Sticking to routines, Vatas also love to have a variety in their day. Like, every day is not looking the same. Now, that's totally fine as long as there are bookmarks or, there's something that you're going to start your day with and end your day with. Like you have something that's similar because not all jobs are going to be the same. Not everyone has a desk job where they're sitting behind a desk and it's very similar structure day to day. There are people like I've been playing tennis, the tennis coaches. Yeah, they, for the most part, their days can be similar. They're going to be on court, but then they're not working necessarily every day. Sometimes they're doing private lessons, sometimes group. And so there's variety there. Sometimes they have to sit down and do computer work to do some admin. We have like, who else would I like a truck driver? So like my dad and brothers drive truck. They're farmers. Every day is different for a farmer, depending on what needs to get done. And so with that, like they would need to bookend days. Like, how can I start my day? Maybe in a meditation, maybe my movement practice in the morning, in the evening. Maybe it's a grounding, hey, I'm going to watch an hour of TV to just kind of decompress. And then I'm going to spend some time with my spouse, or I'm going to spend some time reading a book, doing Abhyanga, taking a bath, whatever it would look like. And another thing to kind of keep in mind for Vatas, dressing in layers, because Vatas tend to be the ones who get chilled really easily, but then they can also get, well, probably not going to get really hot, but they might get warmer. So if they're wearing five layers, that's great. So they can kind of strip down as needed throughout the day or add layers back on because they might get cold throughout the day. Covering your ears when it's out, when you're outside on windy days. So having a hat, putting on a, I don't know what they're called, but those like headbands that cover the ears. I have some of those. That's really good, especially on a colder, chillier spring day that is extra windy. So the day we ran the retreat here this past Saturday, it was really windy. And I did notice Vata was increased for me. And so Vata lives in the ears. And so that would be a practice like, hey, how could I get myself grounded again? It might be covering the ears next time, even though it was warm, like maybe I need to like, wear a hat or wear one of those little headbands and just put it over the ears because it's not going to be excess, extra warm, so you're not going to, overdo things there. Another thing to keep in mind for Vatas, eating warm cooked spiced foods. And so everything cooked and warm still. This is still a cool season. And so those cinnamon, nutmeg, cardamom, black pepper, turmeric, all of those spices are still great to be adding into foods, ginger, grounding activities throughout your day. So not just during the morning, your meditation, but maybe you have like a 2 p.m. check-in. What do you do every day at 2 p.m. to help get yourself focused and making sure you're present to living your life? And then maybe incorporating some yin or restorative yoga into your practice. So if you're usually going to the vinyasas, hey, you know what? Going to a yin or restore practice once a week might be something, ideal. Spending time in nature, it's great for all three doshas. And so for Vatas, it helps just ground them. I just was outside here today as I'm recording this, it's a Sunday, and I took my boys outside in nature and it's just instantly drops you in. It kind of calms down the nervous system, especially the longer you go. Like we went on a 6 mile walk today or hike through our favorite trail, and it really calmed things down, My 1 year old wasn't super pleased because it was kind of like, hey, I'm ready for a second nap. And he does not like to go down to rest. He finally did, though, with like half a mile left of our walk on the trail. So I'm like, shoot, I wish he would have went down, 3 miles ago and just calmly just chilled in the stroller. But that was because the nature was making him tired. He was feeling that need to rest. And then my oldest son, my 8 year old, fell asleep in the car ride, coming back to our house. So again, it's calming energy. And then finally for Vatas, reducing stimulation. And so this could be, again, it could be the wind when you're outside. This can be technology. How much are you consuming right now? Are you taking in more than you can digest with your eyes, with your mouth as well, but primarily with your eyes. If you're scrolling and if you're constantly comparing yourself, or maybe just switching from podcast to podcast or TV show to TV show, all of that can be really sucking and draining to the Vata dosha. So those would be ways that you can kind of thrive in that spring season is following those practices if you are more Vata in nature or you have a Vata imbalance. Now, kind of going on to that Pitta dosha, what should Pittas be mindful of? So first, how much warm spices you incorporate if you have a pitta imbalance. So if you are pitta, warming spices are usually recommended in this kapha season. But if you're already kind of over inflamed, overheated, that is going to be actually might tip you out of balance. So instead of maybe having the lemon water, you incorporate more lime water. Instead of having a ton of ginger, you might cut it down, maybe cut it in half of the usual amount you might take. But again, that's only if you have an imbalance and you notice those things are arising. Pittas can also enjoy anything from the mint family. So peppermint, spearmint, mint in your water, just fresh mint leaves in your water. All of that is great for that pitta dosha. And I was just talking with someone who said they just, intuitively were grabbing this peppermint essential oil, and she's pitta in nature. And so that makes sense because she craves all of the mints. And that is a way for her that her body, her intuition is telling her to stay grounded, is because, that's one thing I really like. Connecting into our intuition when we make things or craft things. What are you intuitively drawn to? And trusting that that is the answer. Next, having a self-care practice that you do daily. So pittas can be the dosha that, hey, I know what to do, but I don't make the space for it because they're constantly helping others. They might be, trying to do it all at work, trying to do it all with the family, and then letting themselves kind of slide off the back burner instead of really embracing all of the things that make them feel whole again. This is the time where workouts can be more challenging. So, if for the pitta doshas who might love to work out, go for it. The spring season is a great time to get off that excess kapha energy. Just starting to be mindful as the weather warms up. That you don't overstimulate that pitta. But as long as you're working out first thing in the morning, you're gonna be just fine there. And then finally, a restorative and yin yoga practice for pittas, also super balancing, especially if you are drawn to those more intense workouts, having a way to kind of go in and release some of that stress through those practices or even a yoga nidra, would be recommended. All right, now finally moving on to the kapha dosha in the kapha season. So movement to start your day is wonderful. In general, this is a season where kaphas can get excess mucus. They can feel just kind of bogged down or stuck and stagnant, even though, a lot of us might feel that spring energy rising up. If you're out of balance and you're a kapha, you might feel a little bit more down. And so making sure that you have movement. Another way to kind of incorporate some movement in your day is in right nostril breathing and doing that for about 10 breaths. So you would just cover your left nostril with that right index finger and just take 10 breaths in and out through the right nostril. And so that's kind of the solar or that sun side of the body. And so it's more stimulating. So that might be something you do, first thing in the morning before you even get out of bed. Another thing to incorporate, enjoy lighter and easier to digest veggies right now. So in season, we're looking at maybe more asparagus, leeks, radish, maybe stepping away from those Brussels sprouts, winter squashes, the heavier, denser veggies that might be a little tougher for kaphas to digest. So making that switch and going to a farmer's market, you might start to see them popping up. That's the best way to tell what you have growing locally in your neighborhood. And then another great way to start your day. So let's say you're like, ooh, I can't get a full movement practice in. So maybe you had a workout plan, but changes happened. Perform 5 rounds of a sun salutation. So just doing something in the morning. And that can be for anyone. If you're like, hey, I don't know what to do, or I don't have a ton of time, but I do want to do a little movement, what could I do? Sun salutations, like 5 rounds of those would be awesome just to kind of go. And it can be any variation of a sun salutation. So, like, I have a Vayu salute. I love doing the Vayu salutes in my yoga class. I love to do them personally. If you don't know what that is, totally fair. One of my teachers, I don't know if she created it, but she is one of the only ones that I've seen actually having a recording of this. I think it was on Yoga Journal. So if you Google Vayu salute, you might see Tanya. And that's personally my favorite. So I would, recommend whatever one, maybe you just a traditional and you like Sun Salute A, like, and you want to do that. Awesome. And if you don't know what any of that means, I would just go to YouTube and just write sun salute variations and see what pops up. And you might find one that you like. So if you don't like the traditional sun salute, you can find many different options. Or make something up yourself. That's also totally fair. Another idea, invite a friend over, maybe to do morning walks together. So I have a neighbor who does this with one of our neighbors. So after they drop their kids off at school, she goes for a walk with her, a couple days a week. And they invited me to it. I just can never go because I'm typically have clients in the morning when they go. But I'm like, that's such a great idea. So especially for the Kapha dosha individuals, like going with a friend, they're more likely to engage and do this practice. Enjoy a cup of chai in the afternoon as a treat with warming spices. So sometimes Kapha dosha really enjoys treats. And so a cup of chai tea might seem like a really thing depending on your dosha. But for a Kapha, if you're craving that sweetness, that chai could be the perfect thing instead of indulging in, going to your vending machine at work and then getting some chips or a candy bar for energy, instead of going for more of a nourishing chai. And you can make chai, I would say, at home versus maybe the stuff that you would get at a coffee shop, unless it's one that makes their own syrups and things. But otherwise, a lot of them can be really full of sugar. So more, I'm thinking of a cup of chai that you've made yourself. And then finally, starting your day with Kapalabhati. And that could be for all three doshas, but kaphas especially, doing 30 rounds. You might do that 3 times of the 30 rounds of Kapalabhati. And again, if you want to Google that or go on YouTube, you can find some ideas on how to practice that. So all three of those are going to be things that you might need because we have all three doshas within us. So if you're thinking, well, how do I know what to do? So maybe you're still kind of new to the doshas and you're not quite sure what does it all mean? So head to those vata practices, the first one I talked about, when you're feeling scattered, cold, or anxiety ridden. Go to the pitta practices when you're feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, or maybe excess heat in the body. And then head to the kapha practices when you're feeling kind of that Netflix and chill mode. Maybe you're a little unmotivated, or you feel stagnant or stuck in your mind or body. So again, the main rule kind of with Ayurveda is like increases like and opposites heal. And so if you are already feeling a ton of, the fire, the burnt out, overwhelmed, excess heat, then you don't want to add more fire, warming spices, more heat, an intense workout to an already burnt out body. It's just going to further inflame that pitta imbalance. All right, so that's what I have for you today. Let me know over on Instagram, or you can always send me an email how it landed for you, any questions that you might have, and I will share the Ayurvedic self-care challenge in the show notes as well. So if you're looking to join that, you can always head to my website, andreaclausen.com, and it's right there on my homepage. Otherwise, you can find the link in the show notes, and that will start on May 6th and run the entire month of May. All right, thank you all so much, and go out there and spread your peaceful power.